This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
One of the easiest ways to help reduce our impact on the planet is to stop wasting food. And we've spoken about it with our regular dietitian, Dr. Evangeline Manciora, several times here on Drive. Well, someone who is an expert on our behaviour when it comes to wasting food is Trang Nguyen, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Adelaide. Trang, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren. It's great to be here.
How much food do we waste every single year?
Yeah, so in Australia, at household level only, we throw away 2.5 million tonnes of food waste each year.
That's a lot of waste. How does that food waste contribute to climate change?
Yeah, so firstly, there's all the resources that, such as land, water, soil, energy, that go into produce this food that is eventually wasted. So, and then that doesn't stop there. When we already have food waste, we need to manage this. And when food waste ended up in landfill, it emits a greenhouse gas called methane. So methane is 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So that is not good for the environment.
So essentially, the food that we waste goes into landfill, the gas methane being produced 28 times worse than the CO2 that we produce. So we're increasing the impact that we have on climate change. So if we look at this, you've been studying how we waste food. What did you find?
So it's probably not too surprising that our behaviours are not that the same. So we want to look at some patterns to see what else we can do in changing people's behavior. So we looked at three things. The amount of food waste that households produce, how much of that waste was avoidable. So avoidable food waste, such as uneaten fruit and vegetable that got forgotten in the fridge and get moldy, etc. And how it was sorted when households already have food waste. So we found three types of household, as you just mentioned from the beginning. So the warriors, the sharers, and the slackers.
Tell us a bit about what each of them are. Who are the warriors to start with, and then who are the strugglers and the slackers?
Yes, so warriors. Two in five household in our samples are warriors. They produce minimal waste, so just around 10 litres a week. Mostly unavoidable, such as bones, skins, and they are quite proactive about reducing their food waste and sort their food waste sustainably, such as doing compost at home or doing worm farm. So if we look at demographics, they are a bit older in age and probably have more time at hand. But I should also say that there are variation within groups. So you could be young and a warrior, such as me. The strugglers. One in five households in our samples are strugglers. One standout characteristic that we see is they are mostly families with kids, produce more food waste than the other two groups, and there's a significant proportion of these food waste is avoidable. And while they are moderately motivated to reduce and sort their food waste, probably their hectic lifestyles and responsibilities are huge barriers. The slackers, yep. Two in five households in our samples are slackers. So they are a bit younger in age and produce less waste, just around 10 litres a week. But there is about 40% of their waste is avoidable, so they actually can save money if they look at their waste and try to reduce it.
It's interesting because I'm quite shocked that the slackers are generally the younger group, because haven't they got the, I suppose we've all got an interest, haven't we? But they've got the biggest interest in trying to save the planet, but they're the least interested, and I know we're speaking generally, in reducing their food waste. Why is that?
I guess because you mentioned that we are worse in war on waste, and we found these types when we talked to people at Rundle Mall in Adelaide. I remember we interviewed this person, and they were in the slacker category. And we asked them if they had food waste or not, and they were kind of say, "Oh, it's minimal, it's nothing." And then we asked them if they think about sorting their food waste, and at first they said yes, they sort all of their food waste. But then we asked further, and it turned out that they didn't know that bones or skins, for example, can be sorted into the green bin.
So it's a case of being aware of what you can and cannot, I suppose recycle's the wrong word, isn't it? But what you can put into the green bin for composting.
Yes. I think another reason is also waste is usually not in our priority list. So there are more other important goals and responsibilities that we think are more important than paying attention to waste.
We're chatting with Tran Nguyen, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Adelaide, about the three types of food wasters, which we've learned are warriors, strugglers and slackers. Tran, how can we use this information that you've uncovered in your research about the types of food wasters to actually drive that behaviour change to get us to stop wasting so much food?
Yes. So I think we can change our behaviours in two levels. So the personal and the systemic levels. So at the personal or household level, because the practices related to how we buy, use and dispose of our food waste are mostly habitual, by understanding our practices around planning, shopping, storing, cooking, consuming and disposing of food, we can figure out what practices need to be changed for the sake of the environment. So for example, if we don't usually have a shopping list or plan our shop, we are more likely to overpurchase. So we can start with plan our grocery better. We can learn how to store food better. So for example, I learned actually from my study participants that always freeze my bread. And that was actually a very good tip for me. And we can also learn how to use leftover. I had a look at Jamie Oliver's website, and he had 56 leftovers recipes.
Oh, wow.
So this would be quite useful. Yes, this will be quite useful for the upcoming festive season.
There's a hint from Tran about what we can do. I remember my parents used to make this thing called Bubble and Squeak, and they would just throw everything into the frying pan, meat, vegetables, everything, mix it around, heat it up, and we would have to eat it for the next night's dinner. And I loved it. It was so yummy.
Yeah. Well, being Asian myself, we usually did fried rice. And it's very, very delicious.
I absolutely love it.
When we cannot prevent food waste, and sometimes we have bones and skins, for example, I would encourage everyone to look at your council, if your council allowed food waste into the green organic bin. So those that then would be collected and composed commercially. And in the systemic approach, currently in Australia, households pay the waste collection as part of their council rates. So, and this is called the pay-as-you-own system. So it actually doesn't encourage the good behaviours as waste less, pay less. And the cost of disposing of waste is hidden. While in other parts of the world, there is a system called pay-as-you-throw. So this system charges household based on the weight of their waste or the volume. So I used to live in Taipei, and I got to buy a blue plastic bag to put my general waste. So that is how they charge the ways that we manage. So that would actually encourage wasting less.
I agree. Hit him where the hip pocket is. Trent, congratulations on your research. Really good to know that we all fall into those three groups. I know which one I am. I reckon I'm a warrior because I try not to waste anything and compost anything. But congratulations on your research. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Tran Nguyen, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Adelaide, who you might have also seen recently on ABC TV's War on Waste.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.